Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. I appreciate y'all praying for Sister Wynn. She's in a constant battle with the diabetes, it seems like. Thank y'all for praying for her. All right. Well, let's go back for just a moment at least to Colossians chapter 3. Brother Isaiah read for us. I want to talk a little bit this morning about what's in the heart. There's a commercial that we've all seen, I'm sure, a lot of times. And it's about a credit card. And according to the spokesperson for the commercial, this credit card will solve all your problems. It will give you comfort knowing that you're going to have it with you. Anything that happens, it'll get you out of a bind. If you need money, you got this credit card, you've got money. And the question he always asks is, what's in your wallet? Y'all heard that. What's in your wallet? Well, I'm going to talk about that for a minute this morning. What's in your wallet? First off, what's in my wallet? Well, hopefully I've got some ID in there, because if the highway patrolman pulls me over and I don't, I'm going to be in big trouble on it. Our identification's always in our wallet, isn't it? And, of course, that credit card. Got to have that credit card, don't we? Why? Because we can depend on it in a time of need. Without carrying cash, we can carry a credit card, a debit card, as I carry. And we need it, it'll be there in our wallet, if we keep it in our wallet. Now, if I take it out and lay it on my nightstand and don't take it with me, it's not going to be of any use to me. Well, we have talked a lot about recently about identification. Who are we? Who are you? Do you know? Do you know yourself? You know, naturally, most of us don't. Most of us don't realize who we are. We see ourselves kind of through glasses, shaded glasses that make us look better. That's just natural. We see we're really good when we're looking at somebody else's problems or faults, don't we? We do. We can see clearly then. But when we look at our own, our minds seem to be clouded with a little bit of I'm a lot better than I really am. We tend to The little things for us are easy to sweep under the rug and think, you know, that's all right. It's going to be okay. But I better not see you doing it, because it won't be okay then. You see that? That's how we are naturally. You were born that way. Not to mention the fact that the world encourages that, but we were born that way. So the question this morning is, what's in your heart? Not what's in your wallet, but what's in your heart. When you get up in the morning, you go about your daily walk to school, to the computer, to work, wherever it is. You're going to have in your wallet what you might need. Well, the same thing is true about what's in your heart. What's in your heart? When you get up and begin your day, hopefully it's confidence in the power of God and the promises that He's made to get you through every situation, and for Him to receive all the praise for the outcome of that situation, whatever it is. Whatever it is, what's in your heart? Is your identity there? Can you express who you are from your heart to others on a daily basis? Need to be able to, don't we? Yes. Sometimes, even if they don't ask us, oh, I'm so-and-so, here's my ID. You can trust me, you can listen to me. I'm okay in this situation because I'm involved in it. Here's my ID. Here's who I am. It's important that we be able to express that we are a child of God on a mission. We're on a mission. Brother Chuck's already talked about our mission this morning, and it is to express the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because the harvest is full. Where are the workers? They're right here. They're right here. We are the workers. We are called to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. The love of God in our heart is a security. It's a security in whatever situation that we are called on to live through, to make decisions through. Whatever it is, we have the Spirit of God within us to rely on, to turn to. It's better than the security of my wallet being in my pocket. If something comes up and I need to answer to something, where am I going to go? Who am I going to think of? Who am I going to ask for help? It's going to be the Spirit of God that dwells within my heart. And again, that's not the pump that's pumping the blood throughout our bodies, but it's the deepest part of your being, your mind, your intellect, who you are. Who you are. Verse 12, Isaiah read to us from Colossians 3, says, put on therefore as the elect of God. Who are we? If we pull our identification out of our heart, who are we? We are the elect of God. And so being the elect of God, this is how we are. Put on therefore, being who we are, the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness and humbleness of mind, meekness and long-suffering. If you'll notice, a lot of this is the very opposite of pride. The very opposite of pride. Humbleness of mind, meekness and long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. I said earlier, it's so much easier for us to pick out problems of other people than it is to see our own, isn't it? It really is. Self-examination is a real important part of seeking God. Why? Because of the humility that's needed. The pride of humans gets in the way of our relationship with God. And it'll do it every time because it is opposed to the way God teaches us to be. And that's what he's doing through Paul's writings to the church at Colossae right here. Forbearing one another, verse 13, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. You know, the Bible teaches us that he who has been forgiven for much, much is expected out of them. Have you been forgiven for much? Well, I have. I have. A lot. Forgive one another. I don't know why that's hard for us. It's just a natural thing for us to want to remember or hold something against somebody that hurt our feelings or that made us mad or hurts one of our loved ones or something. But if we just reflect on what God has forgiven us for, boy, it'd be easy to turn loose of that then, wouldn't it? It would. Even as he has forgiven us. In the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And no, it's not Lord's waiting on me to forgive somebody and then he's going to forgive me. No, he's not dependent on my actions at all. But my thought and remembrance and love of what he's forgiven me for, love of the forgiveness, causes me to easily forgive others. To be long-suffering. Has he been long-suffering with you and me? Oh boy, has he. Yes, he has. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. To the which, this is verse 15, also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. What's in your heart? I hope and pray that it's the peace of God, and that the peace of God is ruling in your heart. You can count on the peace of God. You can count on the promise of God being the Holy Spirit present with you, no matter what you have to go through. He's always there. You can count on it. You keep money in your wallet, don't you? Yeah. Well, let me tell you, the spiritual life is worth more money than you could stack up on the entire earth. One spiritual life. All of the money on earth, the gold, the silver, all the treasures piled in one huge pile. How many souls would that pay for? Zero. Not one. Oh, but spiritual life blooms and blossoms into more spiritual life, doesn't it? It's necessary for us to have that in our hearts. Whatsoever ye do, verse 17, word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. He gets all the praise for all good things, doesn't he? Because they all come from him. How important it is that we see that and remember. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, we read, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. We all have at least one of those, don't we? And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. You see, we're in a race of endurance, aren't we? Not speed, but endurance. Looking unto Jesus. How do we look unto him? In faith. We look unto him believing that his promises are true. Believing that he's with us no matter what or where. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now I want you to see what the writer here says that he did for us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. What joy? Us and our redemption. An eternity that we're going to spend with him, praising him for all that he's done for us. He joys in saving you. And what a price he paid. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Consider him that endured such contradiction of the cross for you. Always consider him. You know you carry him with you. You do. It's like we carry this wallet with our identification. What's in your heart? Don't leave it at the house. It's your identity. It's who you are and why you're here. Remember, your strength is in the Lord. Your power to overcome is in the Lord. He has planted the Word of God in your heart for a reason. It's because you need it. It's because you need it. He's instructed us to carry him with us. He has promised that he would not let us go anywhere without him. Like he told Joshua, doesn't matter where you go, I'll be there. The captain of the Lord's army. He's sat down at the right hand of the Father right now. And you know he's making intercession for you. You think he's going to allow you to go through some situation that you and he can't handle? No. Because of the joy he has and the love he has for you. What a God, I tell you. No matter what we go through, he is there. And he brings out the good from that situation. It's amazing how he brought life out of the situation that happened with Joseph. His brothers threw him in a pit. They killed a goat or a lamb or something and put blood all over his coat that his father, who loved him so much, had handmade for him. His coat of many colors. Yet there was a famine in the land. Only God knew it was coming. Only God understood that there was a famine coming and that that famine was going to wipe out God's family. Joseph carried his identity with him, though, didn't he? He did. Oh, I trust in the Lord of hosts, you see. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He excelled in every place they put him. Even in the dungeon, he excelled. In the gardens, he excelled. That was God with him, you see. And then he told his brothers there at the end, he said, you meant it for evil. You meant to do me harm. But I forgive you because God used that to save life. And that's exactly what God does. He uses us to save life. And it's the life of his, the harvest. It is bountiful, Brother Chuck. It is full. And here we are, the workers. Oh, that we would carry our identities with us wherever we go and use them to tell others what this mighty Savior has done for us.